talent management in automotive workshops beyond. They should know that. Join passionate automotive trainer and coach Andrew Uglow as he explores the complexities of talent management in today's workshops. In this episode, you'll learn why the common phrase, "they should know that," might be masking deeper issues and discover practical approaches to understanding and developing your team's capabilities. Along the way, Andrew shares some great stories, including a revealing case about software updates gone wrong, and introduces the concept of the learning triangle that explains why some knowledge gaps only show up in complex situations. I'm your co-host, Anthony Pearl, and this is the Frictionless Workshop Podcast. Let's get cranking. Andrew, hello, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. And this time, we're going to talk about this whole idea of talent and the fact that when you get talent, what's the most common term that you hear coming back all the time?
It's interesting. I'm regularly in front of automotive technicians doing technical. I'm also in front of customer-facing people and service managers as well. And there just seems to be seasons or times where a phrase keeps popping up between classes. So I have different people in each. They very often don't know each other, or they might know of each other, but they're not necessarily in communication outside the environment. And there's this frustration that seems to be popping up at the moment around the idea of, well, they should know that. And so something happens or doesn't happen, probably more accurately, and someone then has to fix what's going on. And there's this frustration of, well, they should know that. They should know. And an analysis of, well, that's if these people are qualified, that's second year knowledge. Why don't they know that? What is wrong with these people? And it just keeps popping up at a variety of different levels. This is from between technicians, from management technicians, from technicians to customer service. There's this, but they should know that.
It's a term that I think anyone in any business that's employed anyone will probably have that frustration as well. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because everybody comes from a different background and everybody's looking in a particular way, and things that you think are common knowledge may not be common knowledge to other people.
What is common knowledge? You know, that's a bit like sense. Is it as, if it's really as common as we think it is, well, they would know. And if they don't, well, how common is it?
Well, if you're talking to younger generations, it was on TikTok, so it must be true, and therefore everyone should know it.
Well, everyone watches TikTok, and so this gets back to our frame of reference. It gets back to the environment that we live in and operate in. It gets back to a whole bunch of different. And one of the things, I guess, fascinating and also, I guess, disturbing, but like sad disturbing, not like weird disturbing, is the exacerbation through when they say this. But they should know, you know, it's not like it's, well, they should, you know, it's a mining. Like this has caused some real angst. It's caused some real pain. You know, there's customers that are all out of shape. Maybe there's a huge amount of rework. Maybe they're, God forbid, injuries or something like that. They should know that handling extension leads that are damaged and standing in a puddle of water is a bad idea. You know, they should know that. I recognize that they should know that. And maybe there's more at play here. Maybe the assessment of, well, this is their fault because they should know that. Well, okay, what else could it be?
Yeah, it just reminds me of the whole idea of they should know there is a piece of glass there. Yes, but maybe they don't. And when you walk into it, not a lot of fun.
That is YouTube gold.
Yes.
Funny, you know, if you spend enough time on YouTube, there seems to be an element to the likelihood that you're going to end up do funny things, you know, like cats or dogs or something like that. For me, I usually end up with forklift fails and people in themselves. I'm not sure what that says about me, but I do find it very enjoyable laughing at someone else's misfortune in a work say. You know, I don't want to say
absolutely. No one was harmed in the making of this video.
That's right. Exactly. So the whole concept of they should know that ties back into, as you said at the beginning, this whole idea of talent. Well, if we have talented people, know that would be a very reasonable conclusion. It is reasonable to people, if they've been taught correctly, it's reasonable to expect people to operate professionally and to produce professional risk. These expectations that I hear in the form of frustration and exacerbation, if you view them through the lens of the person who's expressing this, yeah, absolutely, they should. And so we'll take, you know, there's he's doing a software update on a vehicle, and there's that you never just do a software update on a vehicle because the vehicles are very voltage sensitive. And so if when I'm writing data controllers on a vehicle, the battery drops below a certain value, that can corrupt the data or cause the control module to shut down mid update. And now I've got a partly programmed control and that can be unrecoverable. So you never just plug in your GAN tool and update. You connect a battery charge to make sure that you have at least, you know, a minimum amount of voltage. This technician was saying how he was put to all additional work and seven types of hell trying to replace this particular controller that had all of these tamper-proof screws, which are just evil. They're just evil things. They're designed not to come. And so he's not having a very pleasant experience fixing this control module or replacing this control module that was damaged because someone didn't use the battery and did sure that the system and so about his frustration. And he concludes with, well, they should know this. And I question, I go, well, how is it that they don't know this? Have they ever done software updates using the battery charger before? And the answer was, well, yes. Okay, so why didn't, maybe it's not a matter of knowledge. Maybe there's something else going on. And so what we find, if we dig deeper into what's really going on here, is it may not necessarily be, and it could be that you were never, and I talked to my kids and others around this idea of, if someone didn't show you, well, how would you ever know? And you would probably figure it out eventually, you know. It's like when you go to the toilet, you know, the job's not finished till the paperwork's done. And if you're not doing your paperwork, well, there's consequences of that. And it's the same in a dealership. It's the same in a workshop. The job's not finished till the paperwork. And so if someone hasn't taught you how to do the paperwork when you're visiting the toilet, well, you'd probably eventually figure that out. But in the meantime, that would be very unpleasant on a variety of levels. And we're not going to go into the details, but it would be unpleasant. And so I go back to, well, yeah, okay, so you told them, but did they understand it? Did they learn it? Did they, you know, if telling them was enough, then surely they'd be doing it.
The Frictionless Workshop podcast is brought to you by Solutions Culture. For details on how to get in touch with Andrew, consult the show notes below. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, back to the podcast.
Not enough.
Isn't it an interesting thing as well, though, that sometimes they might understand the strategic principle of it, but they might not understand the steps that are involved in it. So it's easy to skip a step if you don't know that that's a critical part of the element, right?
Right. So we're dealing now not just at a level of talent, but we're dealing at a level of behavior. And so, okay, so the person might have the talent to do it, but the environment didn't facilitate it. You know, maybe there was one battery charger and it was broken, or maybe there was one battery charger and it was being used, or maybe there's, like in most workshops, there's a good battery charger and a bad battery charger, and the bad battery charger just takes time and the monkey's on your back. Come on, Andrew, hurry up. How much longer? Why isn't it done yet? Customer's waiting. And there's all of this pressure and it's like, oh, screw it. I'll just flash and hope for the best. It'll save me 10 minutes and da 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 da. And if it works, great. You know, and most of the time they don't go bad, and you just got unlucky with this particular car. Like, there's all of these sorts of things. So looking at this tip of the iceberg, well, they should know that. Well, yeah, they should. And if they don't, then what do you do? You know, has there been effective training? Because if telling them was enough, they'd do it, right? If it was just a matter of information, we wouldn't need things like stop smoking campaigns and Jenny Craig campaigns and all of the other things around fitness. And because we all know. But that doesn't mean we change our behavior. That doesn't even mean that we have the skill or the talent to actually deliver on that. And the other thing is that, you know, particularly in workplace environments today, a long time ago in a galaxy far away when I was an apprentice, you'd get a butt kicking when you did something wrong, quite literally. You know, that there would be physical consequences. You would be, we call it workplace bullying today, but back then that we didn't know that was bad. It was just don't screw up or you get your butt kicked, or you'd be, you know, locked in the ice fridge, or you'd be suspended from the ceiling on the engine crane, or there was a whole variety of different things. You know, you'd have your shoes glued to the accelerator pedal and brake pedal of your car. Just like there was lots of different
things.
I know. And look, please, I don't reminisce, but there was consequences for things when you did it wrong. And also behind those consequences was a whole different value set. And that's now we're starting to get back into what's really going on here. Just because I know, just because I should, doesn't mean that I give a damn.
Mm.
So again, I go back to, I'm trying to think of the gentleman's name. He was the head of GM research and development for 30 years. And he made the statement, he said, a problem well stated is a problem half solved. And so I go, well, what's actually the problem here? Because yeah, they should know, that's not unreasonable, but they don't. So what's the problem here? And so one of the big challenges, and this comes out in our discussion, is okay, so they didn't know and they didn't do the right thing. And now, you know, someone else is stuck with the consequences of that, because you can't, the perspective is that you can't trust the person that screwed up to fix their screw up. So someone else has to fix the screw up. And that's in addition to their normal workload. And so you can appreciate the exacerbation and frustration. But what's really going on? Is it a talent issue? Is it a behavioral issue? Is it a cultural issue? Is it a lack of care? Like, what is it? So the first step to that is actually understanding what's really at play. And again, people make mistakes. I don't know about you, Anthony, but I've made the odd mistake over the years, just occasionally.
No, never. I don't believe that. Impossible.
So some of them people would look at and do the face palm and the head shake and go, what on earth, Andrew, were you thinking when you did that? And the answer is, it was probably suboptimal thinking. Like, I look at that and just go, yeah, that was probably not the best choice that I had available to me at the time.
Yes, we better not go into some of those. But you're right. This is the thing, isn't it, that you also learn from your mistakes. But as you say, you have to understand what's driving these things, because often the immediate reaction is, well, you know, they should know that, and therefore there's a problem with the education system. But
or there's a problem with the person.
Yeah.
You know, Andrew, you should know that. You don't, so you must be an idiot.
Yep.
Well, that's one option. That's possible. But that's not the only one. But this seems to be the one that we stop at.
It's funny because you hear these sorts of things all of the time. I mean, I remember hearing a celebrity talking about the fact that it wasn't until they were something like 30 before they realized that cats and dogs were separate animals, and that cats weren't just female versions of dogs. You know, it was somehow that was, you know, you should know that, right? And
right.
For whatever reason, that myth carried on until that particular point in time. And don't ask me to name the celebrity, you'll have to go and Google it. But it was, you know, that's one of those things where, what do you blame there?
Well, two questions to that. We'll blame because that's a human thing to do.
Mm.
But a question how that's useful. So we can point to the thing and go, oh, well, you know, it's the person, they're mentally deficient. You know, or you know, maybe they weren't hugged enough as a child, or whatever the reason is, it's the person. Okay, so now what are you going to do about that? See, you've got this person, you're relying on them to produce for you. Like, this is now, if we come back into the real world, this is a business decision. There is financial costs, there is reputational costs, there is time costs, there's potentially safety elements around this. Like I said, you don't want people handling damaged extension leads that are plugged into live power points standing in puddles of water. That's suboptimal behavior. And so there's all of these consequences. So what do we do about it? And I was in a discussion, an online discussion with a group of people, and someone used the phrase talent management. And I've just gone, what an interesting term that is, because it covers a whole bigger, broader piece than merely training or merely learning. And the context that we were talking about this is, you know, a new management manager comes in. So the previous service manager left, or the previous fixed operations left, or the business changed hands, or whatever it was. And now I need to have a look and do an analysis on the talent that lives in the business, that resides with the business. And then how do I manage that talent? How do I retain? How do I engage? How do I facilitate the application of that talent in the business going forward. And so there was a couple of elements around this that plays into what we're talking about. They should know that. And you could argue that this is ultimately a talent issue. If they don't know that, well, why is that the case? What got missed? We talk about the learning triangle, which is a triangle upside down. And right at the bottom are all the foundational things that we should know, you know, about any context that you care to consider, you know, whether this is personal hygiene when using facilities, whether this is workplace safety, whether this is good practice working on cars, whether this is coding, whether this is whatever it is. And so what we know is that there's no such thing as a perfect education, largely because humans are involved. You can have the best teacher in the world, but if the student was distracted, not there, sick, I don't know, some mentally somewhere else, they'll miss parts. And so if you were to have different levels of that triangle, starting at the bottom being the most foundational, and then each level going up is a level of complexity, when we miss part of that little tip of the triangle at the bottom, when we come up into the next level, that gap increases. So the stuff that we missed down here is amplified by the next level of complexity. And then when we go up a level, well, the stuff that we missed is amplified. And so what effectively happens is that we end up with, when we're dealing with these complex things that we should know, we end up with these gaps that show up at this level of complexity that didn't show up at these other levels. And so sometimes you have to backfill. You have to go, okay, so they don't know, so let's fix that. And it's simply a matter of knowledge. It's like, no, you don't. If this problem occurs, this is how you deal with it. And so we'll dive into some of that a little bit later. But the challenge for dealerships is that the customer's not paying for the technician to learn on the job.
Thank you for listening to the Frictionless Workshop podcast. For details on how to get Andrew working with you and your technicians, take a look at the show notes. There's also a link to some special content you can access. I'm Anthony Pearl, reminding you to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.